This coming Shabbat is not a regular Parshat HaShavua. This coming Shabbat is Shabbat Chol HaMoed Sukkot. The following week on Simchat Torah we'll be finishing the Zot HaBracha, and to a certain extent that's what we'll be focusing on in your Chavruta learning. But in terms of tonight's Dvar Torah, I want to talk a little bit about Sukkot, and to a certain extent about the days that we're in right now, the days between Yom Kippurim and Sukkot. The Torah in Hilchot Rosh Hashanah quotes what we can say is a very strange medrash. The Medrash comments on the Pasuk regarding the mitzvah of Dalad Minim. The Torah tells us in Parsha Temer, in Chumash Vayikra, Ulekachtem lachem bayom harishon, priyei tzadar, kapot tmarim, vanafei tzavot, varvei nachal. So you should take on the first day. Now obviously, when the Torah is talking about the first day, so I would say, what's the first day? First day of what? The answer is the first day of Sukkot. But the Medrash doesn't really understand it that way and asks the following question. V'chi rishon hu, is it day one? V'alo chamisha asaru, it's day 15. It's the 15th day of Tishrei. Why does the Torah call it Bayom HaRishon? So again, I'll peep shot, the answer is because it's the first day of Sukkot. That's why he calls it Bayom HaRishon. But the Medrash gives a different answer. The Medrash says that the 15th day of Sukkot, the first day of Yom Tov, is Rishon L'Cheshbon Avonot. It's the first day of calculating our sins. What does that mean? Says b'motzai Yom Kippurim, beginning last night, oskim b'mitzvat sukkah v'lulav, ve'nosim avonot. People are so busy building their sukkah, look, running around for the dalad minim, they're getting ready for sukkahs. They're so busy doing all the mitzvahs, they don't have a chance to do any averos. And then, when do they give up being so busy? When are they finished being so busy? Comes Yom Tov, the sukkah is built, the dalaminim have been purchased. And therefore, lekach kore Yom Tov rishon lecheshbon avonos. Therefore, the first day of Tishrei, of Yom Tov, is the first day of calculating their avonos, lecheshbon avonos. Now, this medrash is very strange. I'll ask just two questions. Question number one is not even exactly a question, but it really gives you a depressing look of Yom Tov. Like, I mean, my averus all start on Sukkot. Like, right now I'm on a big high, and as soon as I hit the Yom Tov of Sukkot, I plummet. That's a great way to enter into Yom Tov. And secondly, when we're so busy preparing for the mitzvot of Dalad Minim and of Sukkot, if we're so busy we don't have a chance to do the avera, so now that we're actually performing the mitzvah of Sukkah and Dalad Minim, now we have a chance to do Averos. If the preparation prevents us from doing the Averos, shouldn't the mitzvah also prevent us? This is what the Medrash says. So I want to answer it based to a certain extent on some ideas I saw in the Sefer, Kemotze Shalal Rav. Just finished Yom Kippur last night. And there's an amazing thing that can happen to our tshuva process on Motzoi Yom Kippur that hadn't happened all of Elul. And even all of Aseret Yemei Tshuva. As we begin to approach the Yemei HaDin, we think of Din. We think of judgment. We say, I have to start doing tshuva. We're being judged. But to a great extent, the tshuva that we do is a tshuva miyira. It's a tshuva out of fear, out of concern of the din that's going to take place. We have the aimah of the Yom HaDin that's upon us. And tshuva miyira is great, but it's not the best that we can do. But there's something that happens towards the end of Yom Kippur. Something that there's a switch that takes place during the Elam. That somehow or another, it's no longer so much a tshuva of yira, as much as of a tshuva, I want to get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Not so much that if I don't do this, he's going to whack me, but rather, I want to have a relationship with him. I really do want to have yachas with Ribbono Shel Olam. And that tshuva miyira can turn to tshuva miyahava. And we end off Yom Kippur, and we take the last 40 days of all of Elul and Aseres Yemei Tshuva, when we were so much worried about the Yemei Adin, and somehow, somewhere late afternoon, early evening, sometime during the Elah, all of a sudden there was a switch. And there was the sense of, I just want to be close with Ribbono Shel Olam. Rav Chagai Raviv told me an interesting ma'aseh shahaya. For a number of years, he was a rav in a shul in Ramat Beit Shemesh. And if you paid attention to, I'm not sure exactly where you're down, but in most shuls here in Eretz Yisrael, there's something strange that goes on in the Elah on Yom Kippur. The chazan is rushing, and then towards the end, all of a sudden, he slows down. Why is he rushing? Because here in Eretz Yisrael, as opposed to places in Chutz La'aretz, we have Birkat Kohanim by the Elah. But Birkat Kohanim has to take place before Shkia. But the fast isn't over till Tzeit HaKochavim. It's about 35 minutes later. And you have about 5% of davening left after Birkat Kohanim. And you have to stretch it out to less than 35 minutes. So, this is what the Rav Chagai Raviv did in his shul. That's the minhag in many places. So one year, a couple of his balabatim, Dafka Kohanim, came to him and said, Arav, why are we driving ourselves crazy? We rush. Then we have to slow down. Let's just daven at a normal pace. We won't reach Birkat Kohanim by Shkia. So we won't have Birkat Kohanim. So Rav Chagai turned to them. He says, I don't understand you. He says, you're Kohanim. The mitzvah is that a Kohen has to give Birkat Kohanim ba'ahava. That's the bracha that they make. Et asher k'dushanu b'kdushato shel Aharon v'tzivanu levarech et amo Yisrael b'yahava. It's a chovah, he has to have ahava. But we're only human. So a Kohen gets up and he does his best, but to what extent does he really have ahava to everybody in the tzibur? There's one time during the whole year where all the cheshbonot that you have, you just forget about. And there's a sense of wanting to have ahava. Avas Hashem, and avas Abrios, and avas Ram Yisrael. That one time is at the end of the Elah. You have one time during the whole year when you can be mekayim the mitzvah in the most muhudar way. Who can hold a grudge against another Jew in the middle of Ne'ilah? And you want to give it up? You want to just skip that Birkat Kohanim? That's the most important Birkat Kohanim of the whole year. Why would you want to do that? There's the sense of Ahava, the Ahava of Hashem, and the Ahava that we have towards others. And that accompanies us after Yom Kippur. And we're so busy being osik in our mitzvah that we don't have time to do averos. Okay, I know. We can multitask these days. somehow or another. Maybe we're not so perfect. But nevertheless, that's what the Medrash says. But what happens when Yom Tov comes along? What message is the Medrash saying? That now all of a sudden, Yom Tov comes, you're not preparing for the mitzvah, you're doing for the mitzvah. Rishon l'cheshbon avonos. And all of a sudden you start anew, a new slate of all the avonos you're doing for the year. It's a different explanation to the Medrash. You have to understand the Medrash differently. It's after Yom Kippur, you're getting ready for Sukkot, and you're busy. You're busy building the sukkah, you're busy running around getting the dalad medium, you're busy preparing for the chag, you're doing all that's necessary. And the chag comes, and you sit in the sukkah. And you sit, what Chazal referred to as tzila dehinusa, as if you're sitting in the shadow, kavyachol, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And you sit there in the sukkah, and you look up. You see the stars. You see the sky. And the only thing that's protecting you is the sukkah. It's not just the sukkah. It's the Ribono Shel Olam. And you all of a sudden take a look and you think about the yachas that Kadosh Baruch Hu has for us. For the last 4 days between Yom Kippur and Sukkot, you reached a certain sense of Ava, but you're so busy getting ready for the Chag, you don't have a chance to sit back and contemplate. But now the Chag comes along, and you sit back and you think, Ribono Shel Olam is wonderful. He's Porei Sukkas Shalom Aleinu. He takes care of our needs. Give us Sukkot Toshavti Yed Bnei Yisrael. And you think, HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us so much. That's the first opportunity that you have after Yom Kippur to sit back and appreciate. So what's the Rishon L'Cheshbon Avonos? Now you take a look back. Not in Chas V'Shalom Nu Avonos you're about to do. Take a look back at this last year. You say, you look back at your, at our deeds, at our avonos, and you say to yourself, Ribono Shel Olam, how in the world could I have acted the way that I did? What's the matter with me? For the first time, you begin to calculate last year's avonot, and you realize how wrong they were, how ungrateful we were to the Ribono Shel Olam, how silly it was of me, how wrong, how could have I, not out of fear, but if HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves me so much, how could I have been so silly to act the way that I did? For the first time, I can really look at those avonot of last year and say, why in the world did I do that? Yom Tov isn't the beginning, the downfall. The holiday of Sukkot is another further step in an ongoing, continuous process of Tshuva Me'ahava. Because when we realize how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu is bocher ba'amo Yisrael b'yahava, it's not for naught. When Chazal and Sheikh Knesset Adola set up the brachos of Kriyat Shema, it's a bocher ba'amo Yisrael b'yahava, followed almost immediately by the ahavta es Hashem Elokecha. Because He loves me, He loves us so much. How can I not respond? Even greater and greater Ahava. And that's the godless of the holiday of Sukkot. Last night, we made that switch, knowingly, unknowingly, from Tshuva Meira to Tshuva Me'ava, But we're so busy the next few days, we don't have a chance to really sit back and appreciate it. Comes the night of Sukkot, and we have that sense of belonging with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of sitting b'tzilta de'inus v'tzila de'inus in the shadow of the Ribono Shel Olam Kavyach, realizing how much He wants us, He desires us. B'chartanu, ahavtanu, ratzisa banu, kidashtanu. How can we not respond in kind? And that's the way that we can all fully enjoy the Simchat HaChag of Usmachtem Lifnei Hashem Elokeichem, before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but I think even more so with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And may we all truly have a Chag Sameach.